We're doing the Sfat Tamim, and we had learned about the importance of being honest in business, the prohibition of lo tonu ish et amito. V'ze klal gadol v'chol milei shenafsho shel adam mechamatan. And this is a general rule when it comes to issues that a person is attracted to, uvifrat b'mamon, and specifically when it comes to money, that our evil inclination will convince us in 49 different ways why this is correct, this is pure, this is okay. You know who's a God-fearing person? Someone who doesn't rely on his own thoughts. The way out is you go to a chacham and he asks him, okay, tell me what's right. And then you don't veer right or left from what you're taught, because we're very biased. I remember we had numerous times in the shul where I disagreed with the Gabbaim and I said, let's give it to another rabbi. I don't want to decide. They had a custom in the shul, I think, that they always give the Ten Commandments to the rabbi. And I said, I don't know if I always have to get the Ten Commandments. They said, no, we want to do it. And I said, you know what? I don't want to be the one to decide on that. We'll ship it out. So a person has to know that there are areas where we're biased. We are biased, sometimes in this direction, sometimes in that direction. There were rabbis' wives who wouldn't give them their questions of family purity, because they said, you're going to always be too stringent on us. So they'd give it to another rabbi. So being biased is sometimes in the direction of being too stringent. Sometimes it's not in the direction of being too lenient. That's also bias. The truth is straight. So the Chafetz Chaim says, okay, so then ship it out. Take the question to someone outside the house. Someone who's not partial. Someone who's not biased. And then a person can hopefully get to the truth.